V'nia Paro v'chela b'yamsuf ki leilam chaste. And threw Paro and his army into the Yamsuf ki leilam chaste. So Ben Ezra the Radak explained that Hashem forcefully threw the Egyptians into the sea. He made an open spectacle of their drowning so that the Jews would witness it and they'd have no doubts as to the fate of their pursuers. Could have happened another way. Could have happened in private. The Jews could have moved on from there. Lots of things could have happened. But the way that it was done is it was in full view of Klal Yisrael. Why was that? Because we wouldn't have felt truly liberated until we actually saw the destruction of our taskmasters. And it's something very important here. It wouldn't have been enough just to be physically free if we would have thought there's a chance that they can come back and get us. To appreciate the psychological and emotional effects that an abuser has on the abused, that a tormentor has on the tormented. That they're always lurking. You're never fully free until you know for sure they can't harm you again. And therefore these Rishonim explain that Bnei Yisrael had to see, had to witness with their own eyes, that there was no room for doubt. Then they could be fully free, liberated from their captors, sing Shira to Hashem. Then they're able to carry on with their journey. Perhaps it also explains they could say, oh, we can go back to Mitzrayim. How could a nation say, ah, why are we in the desert? We should go back to Mitzrayim. Maybe. It's because they understood their tormentors were no longer there. But Hashem didn't just leave us at the edge of the sea, watching our captors drowning, plunging to the depths. Hashem carries on taking care of us. L'maylech amal b'amidbar ki leilam chastai. To him who led his people through the wilderness. Again, the Radak explains that the wilderness, the Midbar, is totally desolate. It's uncharted. It's a wasteland. It was impossible to man. This is called Eretz Lo Zeruah, unsown. Unsown land, uncharted territories. But Hashem guides us through it with care. With a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. And despite the fact you have millions of people marching through the desert, all our needs are taken care of. 40 years. We don't lack food, we don't lack drink, we don't lack any other provisions. Our clothes are cleaned. Everything we could possibly need is taken care of. This climate control. Radak explains the fact that Hashem took care of us in such an astonishing, magnificent, supernatural way is ki leilam chastai. That means we have a responsibility of hakaras hatov forever for that. It wasn't just a thank you and on we go. It was so huge. We can never stop thanking Hashem for the way that he took care of our ancestors in the Midbar. It was so supernatural. It was so incredible. It was such an expression of love and care for us. But here we are, 3,300 years later. And we're still saying thank you, Hashem, for all the goodness, for all the kindness that you perform for us. Not just freeing us from Egypt, not just allowing us to witness the downfall of our enemies, but taking care of us every step of the way. Kilayim Chastai.